But as it stands, Harps 1, St Patrick's Athletic 2. So the Premier Division side are on their way into the semi-finals. Hasn't been without controversy, though. The goal that they scored, which came on whatever 85th minute of this contest, as they come forward again, can they get the all-important third goal to kill off the Harps challenge? Good defending from Tony McNamee. Just delays St Pat's the chance to get an effort on goal, although they still have possession outside the area. But I want to tell you about that goal. Thomas Lonergan was the man that scored it, and it was a good finish from Lonergan. He came on as a substitute early in this game because the striker, Connor Carthy, had to come off after picking up an early injury. But Lonergan finished well inside the area, but it was what happened before that finish from Lonergan that has caused all the controversy here. The linesman on this near side, the assistant referee, gave St. Patrick's Athletic a throw-in. He took an awful long time to actually indicate that the throw-in was in favour of St. Pat's. The Harps players weren't really ready. St. Pat's took the throw-in quickly. The ball was fed into Lonergan, and he finished in past Rory Kelly for what could well prove a controversial winning goal. And you knew by the reaction of the Harps players and indeed their management on the bench that that just wasn't the kind of decision that they were expecting. And frustratingly and disappointingly as well, there was an incident then after that when the assistant referee who made that decision, he was struck by a bottle thrown from the home supporters. And a warning came across the tannoy to say that if such an incident was to happen again, the match referee would abandon the game. So we don't like to see that. That's one thing's for sure. But it's hugely disappointing for Harps and their supporters if they are to go out of the cup in such controversial circumstances. In fairness to St. Pat's, they played well tonight. We're in injury time at the end of this one, Marty. So hopefully you don't mind, but we might just stay with it as the clock continues to wind down. I haven't seen how many minutes of injury time there is going to be played at the end of this game, but St. Pat's have the ball where they want it. It's deep inside the Finn Harps half. It's way over on the far side. They're slowing the game down, aren't they, in these last few seconds, and that might give me a chance to let you know just what's happening elsewhere tonight. Galway United beating Dundalk by 4-0. That's the big story of the night in as far as the FAI Cup is concerned. In the other quarter-final ties, Cork City scored late in normal time to defeat Wexford at Turner's Cross. That one looked as if it was going to extra time, but Cork got a late winner to win by 2-1. And Bowes still leading against Drogheda. They're still playing there in that one. They're leading by 3-1. Actually, that's all over in that game. Indeed, it is 3-1. So those are the results in the other quarterfinals. Cork, Bowes and Galway United all into the last four. Will they be joined by St. Patrick's Athletic? We'll be able to confirm that in a minute or two. Derry City and Shamrock Rovers have played out a 1-1 draw at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. That's the perfect result for Shamrock Rovers, so they maintain their 4-point lead at the top of the table as games begin to run out. Derry City finishing that one with 10 men. Former Harps defender Shane McAleenney was sent off, I presume in the lead up to a penalty which was scored by Graham Burke. So one apiece there. And in the first division, Athlone have beaten Kerry by 2-1. Bray and Treaty United played out a 2-2 draw at the Carlisle Grounds, and Waterford have been beaten by Cove at the RSC by 2-0. Now that's a significant result because the way it is now in the first division, Waterford have only got 5 games left to play and they can only get on to 76 points. Galway are sitting on 76 points and have a far superior goal average, so Galway are all but champions in the first division. All they need to do next week is get a point, and significantly that match is away from home against bottom of the table Kerry, so we would expect Galway United to be crowned first division champions next weekend, and they're celebrating tonight because they're into the last four. Here are St. Pat's coming forward again. Stokoe does well and he wins a goal kick for Harps. I haven't seen what the fourth official had indicated at the end of this game, Marty. We've played 4 minutes of injury time. I actually did see him putting up the board with the number 6 on it. I thought it might have been to do with a late substitution, but perhaps that was the number of minutes left to play. So we're around about 90 seconds left to go on the watch as the flag goes up on this near side. So just to give you a quick roundup of what has happened here tonight, Sean O'Donnell gave Harps the lead midway point of the first half. A brilliant finish from Sean O'Donnell. He looked to be just onside, although we wouldn't have been surprised had the flag gone up on this near side. But O'Donnell was just onside. He ran through onto the pass from Patrick Ferry and finished well in past the goalkeeper, Dean Linus. Harps had a couple of chances before halftime. Linus made two brilliant saves, one to deny Kevin Porter, the other to deny what would have been an OG from his captain, Joe Redmond. At the other end, Chris Forrester struck the inside of the post for St. Pat's, as Harps played really, really well in that first half and deservedly took a half-time lead of a goal to nil. But just 90 seconds after the restart, St. Pat's were awarded a penalty following a foul on Jake Mulroney by the Harps defender Seamus Kuehl. It was an unfortunate one. It was a good ball into the area. Mulroney was just about to get a shot on goal. Kuehl's challenge though put him off, and the referee pointed to the penalty spot. From that penalty, it was Chris Forrester against Rory Kelly. Forrester, so much experience, so much talent, he sent Kelly the wrong way, one apiece. After that, you expected St. Pat's to take the game to their opponents. In fairness, they did enjoy the better of things, but they never really created any chances of any note. Ryan Flood at the other end flashed one over the bar from long range, but then came that, well, what looks as if it's going to be the winning goal, the all-important second goal for St. Patrick's Athletic. Thomas Lonergan with what will be the winning goal. Indeed it is, because there goes the full-time whistle. It's blown by Robert Harvey, and that whistle is met by boos from the home supporters in this main stand. The St. Patrick's Athletic players are punching the air with delight. They're delighted with this victory. They have had to work ever so hard for it. They weren't expecting that against the Harps team, who have been struggling at Finn Park this season. Second from bottom in the first division, but they played their part in what's been a hugely enjoyable night here at Finn Park, although it has ended in deep disappointment for Harps. They put it up to their Premier Division opponents, but in the end, they end up losing this one by 2-1, Marty. So it's been a good game, and St. Pat's advanced to the last four of the Sports Direct Men's FAI Senior Cup. It's finished here at Finn Park in Balbuffet. Finn Harps 1, St. Patrick's Athletic 2.
Thanks very much, Dermot.
The Eagle.